All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Gary, I want to live the life of a high-flying day trader.
Day trader? Like the Wolf of Wall Street.
I mean, I'm going to start as the Puppy of Wall Street. Woof, woof. You got to love me. Punk. Check out how soft my ears are. You have to give me a good commission.
Yeah. The Puppy of Wall Street, the prequel. I would. You got me on board. It's whatever. What do you want to do? Let's go.
Yeah.
Like that won me over.
For my seed money, we're pretty invested in the network, but I do have 10 cents in a Steam wallet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, I love a Steam wallet. It's so stupid. I like to keep most of my money in a Steam wallet. It's like the money belt of digital currencies. No one can get to my Steam wallet.
It's where I keep my bearer bonds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I figured we would go on to the Steam trading card marketplace, and whatever I can get for under 10 cents, we're going to start with that. And on this stone, I shall build my church. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah. All right. So let me pull this up.
Sort by cheap.
Yeah, I know. Looks like at the bottom of the barrel here, I'm seeing something called Crumb.
Ah,
it's all in caps. Crumb. My old friend Crumb.
Crumb from that you can find, used to be able to find information at crumbgame.com. They took down crumbgame.com. Fuck.
I'm Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, the only show hosted by two sentient R-Zones that consume the brains of Gary Butterfield and Cole Ross.
Oh no, they know our secret. And this week we're talking about, this is a Cole pick. It was too good to ignore when it came up on an Abject Suffrage poll. We're talking about Edge of Darkness. Sorry, yes. Apologies.
Crumb really underperformed in that poll. I was very surprised people didn't see Crumb and be like, man, now Crumb I can get into. Yeah. I've said it reflexively every time I've read the word. like I can't read about Crumb without just getting into Crumb.
I really need a picture of Crumb smiling because you never see him from the front because your camera is pinned to your facing.
You hear him though, and you can hear the smile in his voice, you know? So Crumb is a long brown haired guy who lives, if Two Worlds is too fancy of a game for you, like if that world is too expressive and
Gary, if Two Worlds is too fancy for you, you have Risen. If Risen is too fancy for you,
then you got Crumb.
You've got Darkstone for the appeal for the PlayStation.
If Darkstone is too fancy for you, you get Crumbed, baby. he runs around, he chops stuff.
Yeah.
I hit the I get it button kind of fast, but I was still pretty into Crumb. I don't know. If you like a big swath of brown.
if you like the most generic fantasy setting you've ever seen. I know it's a little early to do reviews, but there's very little about this game.
Did you find the Indiegogo?
I did find the Indiegogo.
Okay, good. Yeah. There's good stuff in that. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But I want to just, you know, set the stage. I'm going to read you a Steam review from somebody who received this game for free, has a half hour on record. Okay. Their name is Georgie. And they say, probably one of the few games that uses Python programming language. Not very interesting, but hey, it's written by only one developer. So check it out.
It is part of the one dev bundle,
yeah,
on Steam as well. Like if for some reason, like the thing you like about games has nothing to do with the games, it's just that they were made by one person. You can get all those in one place.
Also, all of the games in this bundle are made by this guy by this person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who started with some things, but eventually moved on to Crumb.
Yeah. The other bundle that it's a part of is the SA Trading Cards bundle. So this is published by a company and company in quotes called SA Industry, which they publish just a bunch of shovelware. But like it is a $17.93 bundle with 40 items in it,
yes,
which are just meant for literally just meant for trading card camping.
Because people, in case you, I imagine a lot of people don't know this, because is it a moment that's passed or a moment that we fell out of? Steam trading cards are a thing.
You still get them,
but it's such a weird, like, I feel like you have to opt into it. I just get the little notification like, oh, you got the card for this. And I'm like,
okay,
yeah, what? Yeah. Like, you used to be able to sell the cards for money that you could spend on games.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that. I remember selling, that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like you would get one, a game that was just shitty trading cards, and you would get it because the cards were kind of valuable. Mm-hmm. So you could buy a game that was 99 cents and eventually get cards that would allow you to buy a game that was like $5.
Right.
There was a weird kind of like trade paperclip for a house
mm-hmm.
element to it early on. But then they took away the ability to spend that money on anything other than cards.
Right.
So it's a closed freak ecosystem.
Yeah.
I imagine the dev overhead. Like the crumb guy having to make like, fuck, on top of making crumb, I also have to make crumb trading cards.
I have to make these assets. Yeah.
Like crumb achievements. You know, all these little like requirements for these meta games.
Yeah.
For your game. It's all kind of bullshit. It's making me mad.
Yeah. But like, so, as you actually put it, Gary, he is a long brown haired guy.
Yeah.
He's like a noble barbarian kind of guy who returns and finds that his village has been sacked. Yeah, yeah. He's Nonan. It's
Nonan the Berserker here. He's got an incredible amount of swag when he walks.
Uh-huh.
His run cycle looks pretty normal, but his walk cycle, he swings his arms so much.
He's
both shoulders.
He sways like a punch out villain going down.
But that's how he locomotes. Like he moves forward like Glass Joe falling down. It's really bizarre. And then I imagine you go and you like go talk to King Ringthal and like,
yeah,
I don't know, go into the Dungeon of Despair, go to the Cavern of Kobolds. Like I felt like I knew this game basically from the start,
right?
Instantly.
Yeah, it's it is really, really basic. I got out of the village, like I went and found the, you know, the chest that my dad left behind for me in case
the guy who told you about call. That.
Oh God, I took a screenshot of him because he looks fucking hideous.
He's phenomenal. That showed up in one of those early bad voice acting in video games.
Yay.
YouTubes that I heard, and it's really good because he, you know, he's got a voice that sounds like a cartoon voice, like he'd got voice acting, mm-hmm. but he punctuates his voice really randomly. Like, mm-hmm. these little like coughs instead of ellipses that he does in the middle. It's really good. It's very funny.
Yeah. But I got out onto the road and I, you know, tried my hand to the combat system against some bandits, and I went down very quickly, primarily because this battle system is not very well put together, but also a thing that pops up in reviews that is totally true. And also is in the suggestion. So this was suggested by Sybil.
By Sybil.
Yeah. Who said, if you guys thought Lords of the Fallen was a weak sauce attempt to be a Souls clone, how about one that barely runs? An action RPG that, quote, punishes button mashing. I fucking love that. You can't you can't be a scrub. You can't button mash in my game.
Well, you gotta rise to Crumb's level. You can't expect Crumb to kneel down to you.
No.
You're not an herb that he's gonna gather. What was frustrating to me about this, when I was pulling up this and searching it, it's got the Of Darkness suffix.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe this is supposed to be like a spiritual successor to Blade of Darkness, one of the original, like it's not a Souls-like, but it was a game made by devs that were thinking the same thing as From.
Yeah. Severance.
Yeah. Blade of Darkness recently came back to GOG. Like mm-hmm. you can get that again now and you can buy it. Someday I'd love to talk about that for Bonfireside Chat. Like,
yeah.
It's an interesting and cool game. This is not.
No.
It's kind of Soulsy. You know, but it's
the
real
the,
clunky,
I mean,
and the animations are shit.
Yeah. Really the only actual because this is all about like dual combat.
Yes.
Is what I saw. Like you've got a stamina meter, but that's really the only, like you're not really doing any real dodging.
No,
that I can
fucking rune or something.
That I can tell. Yeah. Oh man, this has big rune energy. Yeah.
And just regular enemies take forever to fucking kill.
Yeah.
there's no hollows that you kill in like two hits.
Right.
You have to duel everybody for quite a while.
And you have to do like all of your up close combat. If you're, you know, if you're going to be up close after you run out of the two arrows they give you, you've got to do these just like really awkward combos where you're doing like forward, forward, and then attack to do like a spin attack or something.
Yeah.
Pretty nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, this has an Indiegogo, which is confusing to me because it came out and everything, because it's a failed Indiegogo. It's an Indiegogo mm-hmm. that made $322.
Yeah.
So it's a flexible goal. Erlen Doutskinov, the fella here, who did the Indiegogo.
Bulgarian fella. Yeah.
Yeah. Bulgarian fella. Got that $322.
Yeah.
But that's not the $5,000 he wanted.
We're seeing every cent of that on the screen.
Don't rest assured. Not a cent was wasted, nor was an extra cent spent. So you get to see it. He's talking about he's been continuing development on Crumb. He loves Crumb. Mm-hmm. You know, Crumb rocks and stuff. And as you scroll down on the page, you start getting stuff that you would ordinarily get on like a wiki.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really like it. I love this gallery of enemies, including Track. Track lives in groups.
Inhabits mountain villages and camps. And they're doing like...
you know? And then you keep going down, and there's a really great heading here where it says, what if we surpass our goal?
Okay.
It will be great. If I have the opportunity to create one or two more unique worlds, unique races, monsters and demons, create arena type multiplayer mode. Here's how the money will spend. Game polishing, you know, good. Additional enemy models, good. Environments, multiplayer, Mac and Linux support, translation, Indiegogo PayPal fees, mm-hmm. and then he goes taxes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can't have taxes be a stretch goal, my man. website, greenlight marketing, me drinking a lot of beer. That is exactly, for what I will use the excess money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, man.
way to go. And what's weird is, so I guess maybe some of this took, when was this posted? Because they did end up posting, you can buy the multiplayer mode.
For us.
Uh-oh, you sent me an image.
There's just a freestanding JPEG that just says contact Crumb. Which is a button that should be on most websites.
Yeah. Crumb. I know, there, God? I know we haven't talked in a while, but I really need you to get me out of this jam, Crumb.
It's me. I don't know if you're real, Crumb. And you just like go to the church and kneel down, and you look up, and there's just like a long brown haired guy. Usually it's just a regular crucifix, but they've stapled an axe to one of his hands. Love to sit around and contact Crumb.
Jesus, long brown haired guy.
I also, on this Indiegogo, you're looking at the date. I mean, to interrupt you. Yeah. The highest tier, the publisher tier, is like $500, which we could afford if Duckfeed wanted to publish Crumb. Like if this were still going.
Yeah.
The proud publishers of Crumb.
Yeah, we're getting into the business. Yeah. So this was put up 8 years ago. So 2015, I think. I can't find an actual date that it was posted. There are no updates. But there are comments. The first comment is, I like your honesty, me drinking a lot of beer, and want more games for Linux.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Sure, Matthias.
Yeah. This is also a game that that people will they'll talk about. You'll see it in reviews like, oh, I was studying Blender, like the Blender game engine. And I just like seeing games that are made in Blender. Just like that one review is like, oh, this was written in Python.
Yeah. Yeah. The main things you got to hand it to Crumb for are the tools that Erlen used.
Yep.
Yeah.
What he made of it is. However,
I should pull this up on Steam here. I really wonder what like the percentage of people who have beat Crumb are.
I don't know if I can find its achievements.
Yeah, who beat? I don't know if it has achievements actually. Now that I recognize it, one of the things on the message board was like, this game deserves achievements at least.
Deserves.
Yeah. That's how you can tell it's real. Did you jump with Crom?
Crom has one of the least effectual jumps I've seen. It is the most vestigial jumps of the games.
But he jumps like, you know, 3 inches off the ground, you know, and then puts both his hands in the air like he's on a roller coaster. Like, it's just a real nice time for Crom.
I also like Steam activating like a defense mechanism for people who think about buying Crom. Edge of Darkness, which is more like this: God of War, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. For the love of God.
You could play a video game.
You don't have to do this.
Yeah. Finally, a video game.
Oh my gosh.
The phrase "bring your crumb to work day" just popped into my head. Like, if every business in America had one of those and you had to bring a crumb.
You know, it's time for Crumbs to kind of see firsthand what a life of what the dignity of work can bring to them.
He's doing in this game isn't going to work out for him.
No.
You know, he's probably got to get used to the rat race.
Given how many times I died before I gave up, no, it's not going to work out for him.
Yeah, it's not working out for Crumb. You know, and the rat, he has to join the office rat race, not the killing rats in a basement rat race.
Not the race to kill as many rats in a basement as possible.
Yeah. Not the Bardstale rat race. Office Crumb.
Did you find the Facebook page for the developer?
Oh, no.
For Ha Studio? I sent you a link old and rare photo of Crumb.
Is this what's going to radicalize us? Oh, we got to start trading rare crumbs.
We need to share rare crumbs. It's just a black and white picture of Crumb looking off in the distance beardily.
Crumb looks better than I could have imagined from the front.
Yeah.
Boy, he's got a real like nest of hair kind of crumbness to him. Like I would love to introduce Crumb to Chrome and Chrome his hair, you know? Crumb's got a real rat's nest on his head.
Yeah, yeah. See, oh, Chrome, like a Crumb Chrome?
Yeah, like Crumb Comb.
Yeah.
Was the idea behind. One of the posts here from 2008 is just NBA All-Stars.
Oh, that's not all. Winky face emoji.
Yeah, blink of face emoji. The main character of our next game, Crumb, Gates of Hell, smiley face emoji.
Yep. Just a response in the language that they speak in Bulgaria. I'm going to make a guess, Bulgarian?
Yes. Here's another face first Crumb on the webpage. This is more of a modern Crumb. That is an old and rare Crumb. This is young Crumb. Like young Sheldon.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, he's looking a little less grizzled. Right. Yeah.
This is a Crumb that's full of possibilities. Crumb, plastics.
Get into polymers, man. You know?
Crumb, you have to invest in real estate, Crumb.
Yeah.
If I get extra money and I pay my taxes, I'll make a real estate system.
Crumb, here's the thing. It's not sexy, but hear me out. Janitorial cleaning solution arbitrage.
Yeah,
you know what? Floors are always going to need cleaned and waxed, and when somebody needs a compound to do it, you're going to be right there for them. Yeah, Crumb,
they're getting crumbed.
Not to body shame Crumb at all, but I'm really digging the asymmetry on this guy's pecs. He's working with about a 70-30.
His pecs are a human hourglass that is showing the time in which he becomes future Crumb.
Working with the right pec is the 70, left pec is the 30.
Yeah, it's interesting. The because you know, like a thing with ladies and breasts is that like a lot of times they're not totally symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's just another example of male privilege, but a lot of times pecs are pretty symmetrical.
You know,
Crumb gives lie to all that.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, go Crumb.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see body shape diversity in our barbarians.
Sorry, probably weird guys who look like Crumb.
Yeah,
you know, no, I've seen this Hesher before. I've seen this dude listen to a bunch of metal.
What Crumb is trying to tell us is that a Crumb like this is not weird.
No, yeah, Crumb like this does not.
There's room for all kinds of Crumbs under God's grace.
Crumb's chest muscles look like he somehow bench presses with one arm.
He really looks like he's, you know, like it's good to do dumbbell flies, right?
Yeah.
But you got to make sure you're doing it balanced. If you start favoring, then all of a sudden you get
injured. He does the entire barbell with his right arm only. The other one is like probably hunting orcs or something.
Business arm and pleasure arm.
Yeah, he's like a crab.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very old and rare photo of Crumb.
There's also kind of a gonkiness to the width of his face. I'm not talking about him having like a J.D. Vance pumpkin on him.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about his facial features they account for pretty much the entire X-axis of the front of his face.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an Anthony Kiedis kind of look.
Oh, he's Kiedis-ing.
He's kind of Kiedis-ing a little bit. Like, he's kind of like a Kiedis stunt double.
You know what I've been listening to off and on for the past couple weeks?
R-H-E-H-V.
No, I've just had it stuck in my head. The Abracadabra LaFornia, the John Daly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's just good. It's really funny.
It's just actually a good song. It's better than any Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Weirdly enough. Like, he surpassed them in every way.
Yeah. Oh, Burbank, Glendale.
It's really catchy.
Yeah,
it's very catchy.
Man.
Crom. I keep wanting to say Crom, which is Conan's god.
Right. No, it's got nothing to do with Crom. Yeah.
Crom is a much funnier name. It's also what Borat refers to as his dick and balls.
My Crom.
Yeah, his Crom.
Yeah.
You know. And I've never been clear exactly on what part of it is, but it's something in the genital zone.
Yeah.
And the Borat genital zone.
I'm trying to pull. I've pulled up crumbgame.com on the Wayback Machine, but it wasn't entirely captured. There's there's a tab here. I've got no images, but the tab is Paranoia World.
Okay. That's part of Crumb's.
I think maybe that's the name of it. I need to copy some of the text out because it's all fucked up. It was once a place of strength, a fortress of might, a stronghold against the darkness, but its time has already come and gone. The outpost is nothing but a heap of ruins, a long gone shadow of the distant past.
Nice.
And then this is just like a big list of like areas. So I think it's like his world Bible for the world of Crom.
Yeah, I would like to enter the world of Crom.
Yeah, or it's like the names of different arenas. So like you can go to Gull and fight a female orc elite fighter. They are as dangerous as quote beautiful. Uses two hand long swords.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
see, checks out.
About Crom. Yeah, you know, I didn't think they could top about Schmidt.
Crom wakes up next to his wife and then goes and stabs a medium blizzard with a sword.
God, I'm so happy that you remember that detail, the medium blizzard. It's the saddest detail.
It's one of the only details I remember for that movie. For some reason that really sucks in my head, even though now that I'm an adult I think he's being really shitty to his wife.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
I'm just like, yeah, she snores, who gives a shit. Like, you probably snore too, you just don't know it.
Yep.
You know, buy some earplugs, you ding dong. You know,
No, about Crom does not give us any more about the world. It is just literally about the game. Yeah.
I really need to know. I need the lore Bible.
Yeah.
For this, I'd really appreciate it.
Good luck, warriors. Make your country proud.
I love that there's an entire like subset of European like PC gamers who never got over the fact that, the Elder Scrolls games made it and Gothic didn't.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they're just like forever chasing that Gothic high. And they're not satisfied with Mount and Blade.
No.
You know, I legitimately respect it. Cause like it's on my list of things that like, I can investigate this. Like I should probably die having played Gothic too.
Maybe,
you know, that seems like something that should be up my alley at least a little bit. Right.
Shit, man. Better
some joy in Gothic too.
Better you than me.
Well, you say that, but I'm dragging you down with me. It's the Gothic 2 coming this winter. Winter WARPG.
Yeah. Probably not. It's different than Eurojank. right? Like it is a decidedly different flavor to me. But I don't know if that's just me trying to section off Eastern Europe in a weird and shitty way.
Yeah, like a certain kind of wall. Yeah, there's a really good history of sectioning off Eastern Europe, and you're part of it.
Yeah. No.
It's a rich tradition.
I didn't think that one through. Okay, let me open up the notes app.
The being accidentally disrespectful, that reminds me, I have a DVD that I bought at a thrift store by a guy named Papa Chubby. And it's a German DVD about his concert. And he just looks like an absolute monster and stuff. I haven't like looked it up or anything. I just bought it because it was a funny cover.
Mm-hmm.
But I was showing it to the bandmates, and I somehow missed that one of the songs on the back is called Trail O' Tears.
No, no.
It's a real big no. But then when I first noticed that, I couldn't stop singing it in like an Irish cop voice. I think it was a name.
Gary, you can't. You can't do it.
I'm not doing it on the show. I'm just
okay, please.
In my house, I've been saying that Papa Chubby song title as if it were an Irish cop.
Okay.
And it's been a real fun culture, like, melange for me.
Jeez. What kind of musical artist is Papa Chubby?
Well, I haven't watched the DVD yet. Based on the It's Chubby Time and, like, you know, Trail O' Tears and stuff, I'm guessing some kind of metal.
Maybe. I'm also thinking that you got a little bit of a you're dipping into some Bloodhound Gang there, probably.
You know, by the titles, you'd think so.
Okay,
but you got to look at them.
Mm.
If you look at them, you're probably
there's a lot of pictures.
Probably of them, them.
Oh God.
And I haven't Googled him yet.
Okay. Yeah.
There's our man. He does blues rock.
This is
excellent new album, Emotional Gangster.
Okay. Emotional Gangster is a very funny name for an album.
Yeah, he's an emotional gangster. I wonder if my DVD is on his website. Maybe I got a rare, this is also going to radicalize me. This rare chubby.
Yeah. Oh gosh, man, it just there's a lot made of like bizarre VHSs you sometimes find, you know, like
yes.
does your buddy Austin still do the VHS collecting thing?
I believe he does.
Yeah, I get
some real weird ones. He's invited me to some Facebook groups about it.
Mm.
But they always end up being quietly reactionary. Like it sucks.
Didn't that happen with your one. With your arcade cabinet group as well?
It wasn't reactionary. It was like sitcom, like Jim Belushi sexist.
Okay.
You know, like, I can't believe my wife is gonna hide this cabinet for wife.
Yeah.
And then they started feuding with another one. I left.
You're not here for this. Okay, yeah. Stop sending me this.
Stop sending you Papa Chubby album covers. Look at him.
It's Papa Chubby, who is he's like a heavy guy who dresses like a train conductor.
Yeah, he's something in a very large train conductor.
Yeah, yeah. But the cover of this, the album is called The Catfish. And it is a CGI, like the head and shoulders of a CGI catfish.
It is the villain from Beyond Good and Evil, basically.
Yeah, but I'm getting like kind of like Mad Max vibes off of this.
Well, he's in a desert background.
Yeah.
He's a catfish having a bad time. They decided like the best environment for this catfish was, post-apocalyptic desert.
Right, right.
In the background.
And
he's kind of got like a Fallout hat.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, it looks like his hat from the photo that you sent over.
Yeah, I think this is supposed to be Papa Chubby if he were a catfish.
Yes.
This is the Sweet Goddess Woman's tank top that he said, Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer. And it's a jersey on the back that says Papa Chubby 69.
That's classic Papa Chubby.
Classic. Papa's got a sweet new woman's tank top. Papa heard the ladies when they ask, do you have a shirt for women? Here's the answer.
And I said eventually, and eventually is now,
and eventually, and it's a shirt that says Papa Chubby 69, Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer. Oh man,
that is like two steps off from being like a Voodoo Donuts.
it's exceedingly, and I ain't proud of it. Like, I don't go to bat for Voodoo Donuts.
Man. Well, I was talking about the bizarre VHS thing, because bizarre DVDs like this are great. I love it when it turns out to be pornos.
Yeah.
You know, like just when my next door neighbors in college moved out, and then just like lying on the grass was a DVD called Ass and Moass 3.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Or just the blank DVD that my roommate found and then put into the computer. And it was a scene of it must have been like a French guy having sex with a lady. And then he said, "Sex is good, no?" And then he spits on her asshole.
Yay, dude. No.
That sex is good. No.
It's like pro porno. Like pro.
No.
No.
No. Oh no,
he's stuck in a loop. Impression of Perot fucking. Yeah.
No. Oh man.
Gross. We got another one of these. I got a funny found media thing to bring up in the next episode.
Okay.
So I'll save it.
You'll have to wait till next week.
Yep, everyone will have to wait until next week. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. What should they do, Cole?
They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and they can kick us a few bucks a month. At $5, you get 2 extra episodes of this show per month. You also get access to whole like bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat, Unfilmable, the whole premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs. It's a good deal, we think.
I think so. I like to think we provide a lot of value.
Yeah.
You know, you can also leave ratings, reviews. You can tell your friends. Those things are all great.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate them.
Yeah. Big thanks to our producer, Gwen.
Big thanks to Gwen. We appreciate you, especially. I think that is probably about it.
Yeah.
What should they do until next time?
Well, until next time, reject modernity and embrace tradition by putting cocaine in your Coke.